God's mercy shall endure, ever faithful, ever sure. For God's mercy shall endure, ever faithful, ever sure.
God's name abroad.
For God's mercy shall endure.
For God's the Lord is God.
Ever faithful, ever sure.
God with all commanding.
For God's mercy shall endure.
Fill the new made world with love.
Ever faithful, ever sure. Shall endure, ever faithful, ever sure. For God's mercy shall endure, ever faithful, ever sure.
God has with a gracious heart.
For God's mercy shall endure.
This is the last time. We hope that everyone sings with us.
For God's mercy shall endure, ever faithful, ever sure. For God's mercy shall endure, ever faithful, ever sure.
我们再次同心祷告。是的，父神，你是恩典的主，因为你愿意与人建立关系，你会保守这个关系，因为你是信实慈爱的神。所以当我们众儿女来到你面前的时候，恳求你借着灵做引导，做光照的工作，你借着圣子主耶稣基督的宝血做遮盖涂抹的工作，好像我们口中的言语，心中的意念，都能够蒙你的悦纳。我们这样仰望祈求，是奉我主耶稣基督的名，阿们。请打开圣经诗篇136篇。
Let's look at Psalms 136.
诗篇136篇。
Psalms 136.
总共26节。
A total of 26 verses.
诗篇136，你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善。
His love endures forever.
你们要称谢万神之神。
His love endures forever.
你们要称谢万主之主。
His love endures forever.
称谢那度行大奇事的。
His love endures forever.
称谢那用智慧造天的。
His love endures forever.
称谢那铺地在水以上的。
His love endures forever.
称谢那造成大光的。
His love endures forever.
他造日头管百昼。
His love endures forever.
他造月亮星宿管黑夜。
His love endures forever.
称谢那祭撒埃及之人长子的。
His love endures forever.
他领以色列人从他们中间出来。
His love endures forever.
他施展大能的手和伸出来的膀臂。
His love endures forever.
称谢那分裂红海的。
His love endures forever.
他领以色列从其中经过。
His love endures forever.
却把法老和他的军兵推翻在红海里。
His love endures forever.
称谢那引导自己的民行走旷野的。
His love endures forever.
称谢那击杀大君王的。
His love endures forever.
他杀戮有名的君王。
His love endures forever.
就是杀戮亚摩利王西宏。
His love endures forever.
又杀巴山王俄。
His love endures forever.
他将他们的地赐他的百姓为业。
His love endures forever.
就是赐他的仆人以色列为业。
His love endures forever.
他顾念我们在卑微的地步。
His love endures forever.
他救拔我们脱离穷人。
His love endures forever.
他赐粮食给凡有血气的。
His love endures forever.
你们要称谢天上的神。
His love endures forever.
刚才我们两个人如此的来念经文。
We have just responded, back and forth to the entire Psalm of 136.
所以你应该发现这经文的每一节的后半段都有重复的字句。
And we'll see that the latter half of each verse of this morning's scriptures readings, the words are repetitive.
因他的慈爱永远长存。
His love endures forever.
很明显的，这是一首对唱或者起音式的赞美诗篇。
This obviously is a duet type of psalm of praise.
诗人作诗的目的。
The objective of the psalmist in writing this psalm.
就是会众要在会众在崇拜或者在欢庆的场合里来一起参与称颂神的恩典。
It's for congregations and worships to come together to praise God's grace and blessings.
那按照犹太人传统的礼仪。
In accordance with the Jewish traditional rituals.
他每一届的前半段是由带领敬拜的人好像祭司来独唱。
The worship leaders, such as the priests, will typically sing the first half of each verse.
而后半段这是由诗班或者会众来重复的来合唱。
Well, the second half will be sung by the choir or the congregation repetitively.
在我上一次的讲道里面，我提到诗篇113到118。
In my last sermon, I had mentioned Psalm 113 to 118.
他们被称为埃及的哈里诗。
And they were referred to as the Egyptian Halal Psalms.
而哈里就是赞美的意思。
Where Halal here means praise.
在每年的犹太人的三大节期里面。
During the three major feast days every year.
就是逾越节、五旬节跟这个祝棚节。
That is the Passover, the Pentecost, and the Tabernacle.
他们都要共唱这些哈里诗的这个赞美诗篇。
They have to sing these Halal type Psalms of praise.
来称颂神带领他们的先祖出埃及的这个救恩的历史。
To give thanks and praise God for leading their ancestors out of Egypt.
今早的诗篇136篇。
Although the psalm that we have read this morning, Psalm 136,
它没有被编列在这些哈里的诗记里面。
It was not categorized as one of these halal psalms.
但是犹太人都称这首诗篇为大哈里诗。
But the Jews had typically called this psalm the Great Halal.
换句话说，就是最伟大的赞美诗。
Some scholars have called this one of the
最伟大的赞美诗。
One of the greatest psalms of praise.
那么有些学者呢，更称这首诗是在逾越节必唱的诗歌。
And some scholars insist that this psalm is a mandatory hymn that has to be sung during the Passover.
甚至有人称它是以色列国庆的这个所谓的哈里诗歌。
And some even call it the Hallel of Israel's Independence Day.
可见这是诗篇在整本诗篇里面所占的这个位置。
And it therefore highlights the significance within the Book of Psalms.
那对我们来说，这后面重复的字句。
Although to us, the repetitive half section of every verse.
但是它的重复同样的可以提醒我们。
Importantly, this repetitiveness can at the same time serve to remind us.
提醒我们的生命的存在和我们一切所拥有的。
That our lives and our possession come from God's unwavering kindness.
都是来自神那坚定不移的爱和他大能的作为。
That our possessions come from God's unwavering kindness and mighty acts.
所以我把今早信息的题目，一位爱无穷、恩无尽的神。
So I've given the title of this morning's sermon as A God of Endless Love and Mercy.
这篇作者他要表达的信息。
The message which this psalmist had wanted to convey.
简单的来说，就是神的慈爱、神的恩典随处都在。
Simplistically speaking, was that the mercy of God and the grace of God is omnipresent.
从创造开始到救赎的工作。
Beginning with creation to salvation.
再从救赎到神的子民可以承受神所赐的产业。
And from salvation to God's people being able to receive God's blessings.
这整个历史的背后都有神的爱、神的恩典。
The backdrop of this historical timeline has God's love and God's grace behind it.
而且它是永远长存的。
And that it endures forever.
故事诗人要会众一起来向神献上他们感恩的敬拜。
Therefore, the psalmist wants to call God's people to come forward together and to offer the worship of gratitude.
因为恩典总是要求感恩来作为回应。
Because blessings and grace always require gratitude as a response.
正如神学家巴特所说的。
As theologian Barth had said,
恩典和感恩好像天和地彼此相属。
Grace and gratitude belong together like heaven and earth.
恩典引发感恩好像声音引发回声。
Grace evokes gratitude like the voice and echo.
恩典感恩伴随恩典有如雷声伴随闪电。
Gratitude follows grace like thunder, lightning.
所以现在就让我们从这个大哈里斯里面
Let's study in detail this great Hallel
来仔细的来看神的子民为何要向这位爱无穷恩无尽的神献上他们感恩的敬拜
The reasons as to why the people of God had to offer gratitude to this God of endless love and mercy
首先神的子民当称谢耶和华在创造中所彰显的慈爱
First of all, the people of God have to offer gratitude and thanksgiving for the Lord's mercy in creation
这首诗篇开始的前面三节
The first three verses of the psalm
是诗人的三重的宣召
Are the psalmist's three important proclamations
要唤起这个会众一起来向神献上他们感恩的心
To evoke the congregation to come together to the Lord with a grateful heart
重点在于称谢神本身和他那尊崇的那个地位
The focus is to give thanks to God himself and his high place
因为他是耶和华神
Because he's the Lord God.
他是万神之神。
He's the God of gods.
他是万主之主。
And also the Lord of lords.
首先，以色列的神是耶和华。
First of all, the God of Israel is Jehovah.
这是神自我启示的名字。
The name which was revealed to them by God himself.
也是神跟以色列民立约的这个圣名。
And it's also the holy name which made the covenant between God and the Israelites.
不管以色列人怎么样的背叛他。
Irrespective of how the Israelites had betrayed them,
这位耶和华神绝不会背弃他所立的约跟他的应许。
The Lord God would never break his covenant or promise.
也就是说，他会永远忠诚于他立约时他所给他子民的承诺。
In other words, he will forever abide by the covenant he had made with his people.
所以诗人可以宣告，这位立约的耶和华神是善良的。
Therefore, the psalmist can declare that this God who had made a covenant with man is good and is kind.
而他的善良更是彰显在他对于他子民的慈爱。
And his kindness is demonstrated by his mercy for his people.
在接下来的二十多节的经文里面
，In the 20-some verses in this psalm that follow,
诗人就会从不同的角度
，The psalmist will explain from a number of different perspectives,
来说明耶和华神是怎么样的在他立业的时候彰显他的慈爱。
As to how the Lord God demonstrated his mercy through his covenant.
换句话说，诗人是以神的慈爱来作为这首诗的主调。
In other words, the psalmist is using the mercy of God as the main theme of this psalm.
虽然后半段是因为他的爱啊，慈爱永远长存，看起来好像是很不重要，其实他就是那个主调。
Even though in the second half of each verse where it says his love endures forever, it does not seem that important. It's actually the significant part of the psalm.
他是要带出神是持守圣约的神。
Is to bring him out as the God who steadfastly keeps his covenant.
很可惜，华文所翻译出来的慈爱
，Unfortunately, when translated in Chinese as 慈爱，
又或者英文的 loving kindness 或者 steadfast love，
or in English as loving kindness or steadfast love，
都不能带出希伯来文原文 kesed 的这个所带的那种广度跟深度。
It fails to do justice to the breadth and the depth of the original word in Hebrew kesed。
就在原文的这个慈爱的广度里面
That's to say, in the original text, the breadth of this term.
它有包括神的怜悯。
It includes God's mercy.
神的忠实。
God's loyalty.
神给人白白的恩典。
The grace for man expecting nothing in return.
神对他子民的认同。
And the recognition he has for his people.
这是神慈爱的广度。
And this is the breadth of God's mercy.
神慈爱的深度是含有非常丰富的。
And the depth of God's mercy includes elements which are extremely abundant.
不会改变。
Always constant and never changing.
永远长存的这些层面。
Never changing.
而且是超越了时间跟这个空间的限制。
And it transcends the constraints and limitations of time and space.
随时随地都充满了耶和华的慈爱。
And it fills all lands.
所以对世人来说，单单是耶和华这个立业的名字。
So to the psalmist, just the covenant name Jehovah.
是足以叫神的子民来称谢他。
It's enough to have his people come together to praise him.
因为神跟人立业，是把他那种就既广既深的慈爱，把它连在一起。
Because the covenant he had established with men is intertwined with his mercy, which is deep and is wide.
但是世人更进一步的来称颂这个耶和华为万神之神和万主之主。
But the psalmist further praised the Lord and called him the God of gods and Lord of lords.
世人对这两个称呼可能会引起不少人的这个误会。
He may have confused a lot of people with these two terms.
以为在世上除了耶和华之外，还有许许多多的神。
As they suggest that in this world, besides Jehovah, there are many other gods.
只不过耶和华的神的地位是比他们这些众神还要高而已。
In actuality, however, it's just that the stature of the Lord is much higher than these gods, and that is all.
我们要知道诗人当时生活的这个处境。
We have to understand and appreciate that during
the time. 他周围的人都是多神的宗教，
这个
崇拜。
The psalmist lived in a time where there are a lot of religions.
所以他只是拿这些外邦人的这些假的许多神明呢，来跟耶和华来做个比较。
And he had only intended to use the false gods of these Gentiles as a comparison to Jehovah.
为的是要凸显耶和华才是至尊的。
So as to highlight that only God is supreme.
他有绝对的权威。
He has absolute authority.
他是独一无二的。
And is unique and second to none.
而这些外邦人所敬拜的这些假神明。
And these false gods which are worshipped by the Gentiles.
他们不但不能够施行耶和华所行的奇事。
Not only could they not perform the miraculous acts which Jehovah could.
他们也没有耶和华所那种满有的慈爱跟着满有的恩典。
They also did not have God's mercy and loving kindness.
所以诗人的第二重跟第三重这个感恩的宣召。
Therefore, the psalmist's second and third calls for gratitude.
就是要告诉这以色列民认清确信他们祖宗所信仰的这个耶和华神。
We're actually asking the Israelites to recognize and trust the God whom their forefathers had worshipped.
才是真正有能力可以引导他们。
Is the God who truly has the ability to guide.
而且乐意向他们施恩的神。
And very willingly gives them blessings.
因为他的慈爱永远长存。
Because his love endures forever.
既然诗人肯定耶和华是蛮有能力和这个慈爱的神。
Since the psalmist has ascertained that the Lord is an omnipotent God with loving kindness.
所以他很自然地以神创造天地作为这个诗歌的开始。
So he would very naturally begin with the creation of earth as the beginning of the psalm.
来凸显神那奇妙的作为，他的良善，他慈爱的本性。
And to demonstrate his unique, wondrous acts and his kind and loving nature.
首先，诗人指出神的伟大就在于他的创造。
Firstly, the psalmist pointed out that God's greatness lies in his creation.
也唯独只有他才有这个能力可以行这奇妙的事工。
As only he has alone has the ability to carry out this miraculous act.
接着他赞扬神的智慧。
Second, he praised God's wisdom.
他创造天地就好像有才华的这个手工的这个手艺一样。
He created the earth as a talented craftsman.
那么将地铺在水面上。
Putting solid ground on water surfaces.
为人类铺好可以居住的地方。
Creating an environment on earth which is habitable for men.
这不就显明了神的慈爱吗？
Does this not then clearly demonstrate his mercy for men?
再说诗人这里刻意的提到两个大光。
Also, the psalmist here deliberately mentioned two great lights.
正如创世纪第一章所记载的。
As was the case in the first chapter of Genesis.
一个管理早上的太阳。
The sun which manages the day.
一个管理夜晚的月亮。
And the moon which manages the night.
这里诗人的目的不是要给我们上天文学的课程。
The psalmist's objective here was not for us to take an astronomy class.
而是要指出神的大能是无可比拟的那种智慧。
But rather to point out that God, with His great and unparalleled wisdom,
他带给他创造的宇宙一个固定的次序，一个规律。
He had brought law and order to the universe which He had created.
这些也都是为着世人生存的好处。
And this is certainly to the benefit for the survival of man.
所以再次彰显了神在创世里面给世人的那种慈爱。
And once again demonstrate God's mercy for man in His process of creation.
其实你看，在整本的诗篇里面
，In fact, throughout the whole book of Psalms,
也有不少其他的诗人提到神的创造。
There are many other psalmists which have mentioned who have mentioned the creation of God.
基本上，这些全部的诗人对神创造的描写有两种表达的方式。
Basically, these psalmists had two basic ways of describing God's creation.
第一种就是今早诗篇作者所要带出来的。
The first of which was what the psalmist this morning had wanted to bring out.
就是创造是神巧手的杰作。
That the creation was God's masterpiece.
是神以他的大能去完成的。
And was completed by God with His omnipotence.
而神的这创造，只要神一声命令就可以发生的。
And the completion of this creation only required God to utter a simple verbal command.
这是诗篇三十三篇所写的。
As was described in Psalm 33.
诸天借耶和华的命而造。
By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made.
万象借他的口中的气而成。
The starry host by the breath of his mouth.
因为他说有就有。
For he spoke and it came to be.
他命立就立。
He commanded and it stood firm.
这是第一种的创造的描写。
This is the first way of describing the creation.
第二种创造的描写。
The second method in depicting this creation.
这是神战胜黑暗势力的结果。
Was the result of God's overcoming the forces of darkness.
像诗篇七十四篇所讲的。
As was described in Psalm 74.
神战胜了在宇宙原始海里的生物。
That God prevailed over the primal sea creatures of the universe.
这里说，你曾用能力将海分开。
Verse 13, it was you who split open the sea.
你将水中大鱼的头打破。
You broke the heads of the monsters in the waters.
这样的形容可能是受了迦南人创造神的创造的神话的影响。
This method of description may have been influenced by the creation myth of the Canaanites.
但是它有一个重要的意义。
But there's significance.
就是神是有能力的。
The significance is that God is powerful.
他可以阻止和战胜一切邪恶的势力。
That he can prevent and overcome all forces of evil.
使得他们不能够去妨碍神的创造。
So that they cannot hinder the creation of God.
或者神可以叫我们在创造界中消失。
Or that God could vanquish them from His creation.
所以我们看到创造是神最先彰显他慈爱的作为。
So in other words, the creation was the earliest reflection of God's mercy and loving kindness.
而当神战胜这个黑暗的势力。
And it was when God's
战胜黑暗的势力。
Triumphed over evil.
创造其实也就是一种救赎。
It's another form of salvation of God.
无论创造是被诗人描绘成是神巧手的工作
，So whether creation was portrayed by the psalmist as a skilled product of God，
或是神征战胜利的结果
，Or the result of God's triumph in battles，
他们都有三个共同点
，They all have three things in common。
第一就是创造是神唯独神可以带来的大能的工作
，Number one that only God alone can bring about creation，
不是偶然发生或者其他的原因造成的
，And it did not happen by accident or due to any other causes。
第二，创造是神持续的工作。
Number two, that creation is God's work in progress.
因为神仍然是在掌管着他的创造界。
As God is still very much in charge of His creation.
第三，神是可信赖和无处不在的。
And number three, that God is reliable and ubiquitous.
所以遍地充满了耶和华的慈爱。
And as a result, God's loving kindness fills all lands.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看到对以色列人来说。
So, brothers and sisters, we can see that from the Israelites' perspective,
创造是出于那爱无穷、恩无尽的耶和华神。
The creation was the result of the Lord God of endless love and mercy.
这就是他们的任性、他们的信仰的告白。
And this is a confession of their faith and their religion.
故事，你看诗篇一百二十一篇。
So, when we look at Psalm 121,
他说，当他们向山举目的时候
，When they looked up to the mountain.
他们可以如此的来说
They can say,
我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来
My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
我们知道雄伟的山可以带给了一种很庄严一种力量
We know that the majestic mountains can give people a sense of dignity and strength.
带给人一种安定、一种稳固的感觉。
Feelings of stability.
但是如果能够看到这个山背后那位耶和华创造主。
But if we can see the God who was behind the creation of these mountains,
我们就能够拥有像诗人一样的信心。
Then we can share the confidence of the psalmist.
我们就能够确信在我们的人生的旅程上。
We can have faith in our life journey.
这位爱无穷、恩无尽的耶和华神。
That this God of endless love and mercy,
他必定会在大事、小事上成为我们随时的帮助。
That he would be ready on all things big and small,
因为他永久的慈爱。
Because his everlasting mercy
已经首先在他的创造界里面显明出来。
Was first manifested in his creation of the universe.
是的，遍地都充满了耶和华的慈爱。
That's right, God's mercy fills all land.
在神的创造中
，In God's creation,
我们得到生命
，We receive life.
我们得到生活的需要
，We receive what's necessary and needed for life.
这就是为什么诗人说我们要来向他感恩。
And that's why the psalmist says, "Let's us give thanks to him."
刚才我说过神的创造有些 诗人呢把它当成是一种神的救赎。
I just discussed that some psalmists had regarded the creation of God as a form of God's salvation.
就是神战胜邪恶势力的结果。
A result of God's triumph over evil.
也正如创世纪刚刚开始的记载。
It was recorded in the beginning of Genesis.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
地是空虚混沌。
And now the earth was formless and empty.
湮面黑暗。
Darkness was over the surface of the deep.
所以神的创造因此必须从空虚里面带出那个充满。
So God's creation brought abundance out of emptiness.
要从混沌中带出秩序。
Order out of chaos.
要从黑暗中带出光明。
And light out of darkness.
这不正是耶和华的救赎吗？
Is this then not God's salvation?
对以色列人来说，
For the Israelites,
他们更有如此的认同。
They would very much certainly agree with this view.
因为以色列国就是耶和华所创造的。
Because Israel was created by God.
如果没有这位神的拣选，
If not for God's choosing,
没有救赎这个民族，
and saving of this race,
就不会有以色列国的存在。
Then the state of Israel would not have existed.
所以在某个意义上，以色列国是神所创造的。
So in some ways, Israel was created by God.
换句话说，耶和华对他们的慈爱
，In other words, the mercy which God has shown,
从创世开始就已经被显明出来
，and began with and was demonstrated by creation.
然后神的慈爱就发生在神在万民中拣选了以色列人
，and this mercy continued with God's choosing of the Israelite race as a chosen race amongst all people.
后来神的慈爱更是把他们从埃及为奴之地把他们拯救出来
，and it further delivered them out of Egypt.
又赐给他们土地和国家
，and was shown his gift of land and state to them.
所以今早诗篇作者的第二个要感恩也的第二个理由。
So this morning, psalmist very naturally stated the second reason for giving thanks to God.
就是放在神在救赎里面所彰显的慈爱。
Was the mercy and loving kindness which was manifested in his salvation.
但是如果诗人要一一的来讲述以色列民族的起源跟历史。
But if the psalmist had wanted to give a detailed account of the origin and history of the Israelite race,
那这首诗就变得很沉长。
Then this psalm would certainly have been very dull and lengthy.
可能要两三个钟头才可以念完。
It would take 2-3 hours to go through.
而且不要忘记，这篇诗是要用在敬拜的礼仪上。
And also to remember that this psalm was to be used in worships.
所以诗人选择性的只提到三件以色列历史的这个事实。
So the psalmist was selective and only mentioned 3 historical events.
来数说神的救赎所带给他们民族的这个慈爱的恩典。
To describe the mercy and grace that God had brought upon his people.
首先，诗人把重点呢放在神拯救他民族离开埃及的这件事情。
First, the psalmist focused on God's deliverance of his people from Egypt.
在这里，诗人要强调神有绝对拯救他子民的权柄。
In this event, the psalmist had to emphasize that God had absolute authority to save his people.
其他人不要轻看神这个拯救他子民的权柄。
That people should not undermine his authority to save.
因为他会对敌人施行严厉的审判。
That he would exact severe punishment on his enemy.
就如这诗篇所讲的，他击杀埃及人所有的长子。
That as the psalmist had described, that he killed all the Egyptians' firstborn.
他叫法老的军队完全的淹没在红海里。
He caused the Pharaoh's army to drown in the Red Sea.
但是对于他自己的子民。
But for his people.
耶和华就伸展他大能的手和膀臂，
The Lord cast out His mighty hand and outstretched arm.
他甚至分裂，就是撕开红海。
They split the Red Sea.
叫他们从海中经过。
And called for them to pass by the dry land.
从此让以色列人脱离他们四百年在埃及的奴隶的生活。
And rescued them out of 400 years of life of slavery in Egypt.
所以出埃及的这件事情。
So this Exodus event.
也就成为了以色列国诞生的一个标志。
Also became the mark of the birth of Israel.
但是神的救赎并没有在此结束。
However, God's salvation did not end there.
他接着就称颂神从旷野到迦南地一路的引导他的子民的这第二段的历史。
The psalmist then praised God where he had led his people from the wilderness to Canaan as a second historical event to highlight.
诗人没有详细的去讲述这段四十年在旷野的时间。
He did not go into detail in describing this 40 years of history.
他只把重点放在神帮助以色列人打败许多那个敌人的军队。
He only focused on God's helping the Israelites and defeating many enemy troops.
我们知道以色列民只是一群弱小的民族。
We know that Israel was a weak nation.
他本身也没有强大的军队来保护。
And did not have the protection of a strong army.
但是在途中，神帮助他们击败两个很有权力的这个很强势的国王。
But along the way, God had helped them defeat two very strong kings and enemies.
就是这里所讲的亚摩利王跟巴珊王。
It was described here the king of the Amorites and the king of Bashan.
就是那些要阻止以色列人进入迦南应许地的那些敌人的国家。
And these were the enemy countries which had wanted to prevent them from entering Canaan.
为什么诗人要特别提出这两位君王
？Why did the psalmist bring these two kings up specifically？
因为这两次的胜利
，Because these two victories by the Israelites，
就确保了他们以后将来的胜利。
Help to ensure the victories from that point onwards.
虽然诗人没有提到神在一路上带领他子民的这个细节
，although the psalmist did not describe in detail as to how God had guided his people along the way，
就在旷野的生活
，the life in the wilderness。
但是有一件事我们必须知道
，but there's one thing we must know，
因为这也是跟神的这个慈爱的彰显是有关的
，because this is in relation to the mercy which God has shown。
出埃及记告诉我们
，we have learned from the book of Exodus。
神带领以色列人经过红海之后
，That God led His people to the wilderness after the crossing the Red Sea.
让他们来到了旷野。
They came to the wilderness.
那么之间，神以云柱、晚间以火柱来为他们引路。
That He guided them along the way as a pillar of cloud during the day and pillar of fire during the night.
当他们来到了西乃山
，When they came to Mount Sinai.
那么在那里呢，神让他们停留超过一年的时间。
God let them stay there for more than a year.
知道神的目的何在吗
？But what was God's objective?
在西乃山附近，神让他们停留超过一年的时间。
Why God wanted them to stay in Mount Sinai for over a year?
神的目的就是要在那里借着摩西。
God's objective was that through Moses.
将自己的律法颁布，并且教导这一群被他救赎的子民。
That God wanted to use Moses to enact His laws and teach His people.
弟兄姐妹，经常我们以为神颁布律法
，Brothers and sisters, we often think that God promulgated the law.
好像神要管制我们，使我们失掉自由，叫我们来服从他。
Was to dominate over the people so that they will obey him.
但是如果你去看回诗篇十九篇
，However, if you go back to read Psalm 19,
你会发现这首诗的作者
，You find that the author of this psalm,
他竟然把神伟大的创造跟神的律法来互相的来对比。
That he actually drew comparisons between God's creation and God's law.
换句话说，诗人把神的律法也看为是神的创造。
In other words, the psalmist also regarded the law of God as God's creation.
他跟神的创世是一样的伟大。
And it was equivalent to the greatness of the creation of God.
是神看为好的。
Which God had regarded as good.
刚才我说过，神的创造跟神的救赎是分不开的。
I had previously said that God's creation and God's salvation are inseparable.
神带领以色列人脱离埃及的管理。
God led the Israelites out of the Egyptians' rule.
是神救了他们。
God redeemed them.
给予他们一个新的开始。
And also gave them a new beginning.
现在神在西乃山颁布律法给他们。
And now at Mount Sinai, God has also created the law.
目的就是要告诉这一群子民。
The purpose was to show this group of people.
如何去过一个新的生活。
How to lead and live this new life?
新的开始必须要有新的生活。
A new beginning needs a new life.
而且这个律法能够继续的维持他们跟这位创造救赎主的关系。
And this law will allow them to continue to maintain the relationships with God.
所以弟兄姐妹，神颁布律法其实是他对子民的一种慈爱的表现。
So brothers and sisters, God's law was one way in which he demonstrated his mercy for his people.
所以这里看到神的救赎不是只救他们脱离危险的这个处境而已。
So here we see that God's salvation did not simply involve God rescuing his people out of a dangerous situation.
你要记得神的救赎也要带来他的教导。
But it also included the teachings of God's kindness and wisdom.
是的，弟兄姐妹，当神救赎创造了新的我们。
Yes, brothers and sisters, when God saved and created a new us,
如果他不告诉我们接下来应该怎么样过新的生活，
but and did not teach us how to lead and live this new life,
那种创造救赎对我们来讲有什么意义？
Then what would be the significance of his saving and creating us?
就好像父母生下儿女之后，
it's like parents after giving birth,
完全不去教导他们，
not guiding and teaching the children.
这样你做什么父母？
Then what kind of parents are you?
所以我们要珍惜这个圣经的教导。
Therefore, we must cherish and teachings of the Bible.
我们要去遵循神的话语。
We must comply with the word of God.
因为这是要帮助我们去过一个新的一个生活。
And because this is to help us to lead a new life.
是我们被神所创造、所救赎后的生活。
The life that was created after being saved by Him.
这也表明了神是一位负责任的神。
And this also demonstrated that God is a responsible God.
他也是对我们一个慈爱的表现。
And it's also another demonstration of His loving kindness.
现在诗人讲到第三段的历史事件。
And the psalmist now came on to the third event.
就是诗人称颂神把土地。
The psalmist praised that God took the land.
他从这个很强大的这个敌人的手中把它夺过来，赐给了以色列民。
That he took the land from the powerful Gentile enemy and gifted it to the Israelites.
这些被征服的迦南土地。
That this conquered land of Canaan.
就是神曾经应许他们的先祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各要赐给他们的。
Was the same land which God had promised would be gifted to the ancestors Abraham.
而现在这个应许这个实现。
And the realization of this promise.
表明了神对他立业那时候所做的承诺。
Reflected God's adherence to the covenant He had made.
所以诗人要以色列以感恩的心。
So therefore the psalmist wanted the Israelites.
在他们所得到的土地上去建立自己的家园。
To build their country on this land with thanksgiving in their hearts.
不要以为神赐给他们是理所当然的。
Do not expect that God just gave them the land as He should have.
虽然诗人在这里的重点是放在神所赐的这个土地的这件事情上。
Although the psalmist's focus here was on God's gifting of the land.
但他也让我们看到这个神赐给他们土地背后的原因是什么。
But he also let us understand the reasons underlying these blessings.
就是他跟以色列民的关系。
And that is his relationship with the Israelites.
这里诗人特别指出，以色列民是神的百姓。
Here the psalmist pointed out that the Israelites are God's people.
这就是神自己对以色列人的称呼。
And this is how God had addressed the Israelites himself.
你还记得当年当神吩咐摩西去见埃及的法老王？
You remember that when God commanded Moses to go see the Pharaoh?
他要摩西传达这句话。
He wanted Moses to convey this word.
容我的百姓去吧。
Let my people go.
Let my people go. 那么接着摩西，神要摩西去告诉以色列人。
And thereafter, God had also wanted Moses to tell the Israelites.
神要告诉以色列人说。
God wants to tell the Israelites.
我要以你们为我的百姓。
I will take you as my own people.
我也要做你们的神。
And I will be your God.
你们要做我的百姓，我要做你们的神。
I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God.
你看到这种关系早已在被救赎之前，神已经自己确定了。
So you can see that this relationship was affirmed by God Himself before salvation.
所以以色列人成为了神的产业。
So in other words, Israel became God's possession.
是神所珍惜的这个子民。
Was God's treasured people.
他们也因此成为了神的仆人。
And as a result, they became servants of God.
什么是神的仆人？
What is God's servant?
就是那些拥有权柄可以来侍奉神的人。
The people who have authority to serve God.
有这种 privilege 来侍奉神的人。因为他们是神的百姓。
Privilege to serve God because they are God's people.
所以弟兄姐妹，神的创造是因为神自己愿意让人跟他建立关系。
Yes, brothers and sisters, God's creation was driven by God's willingness to let man establish relationships with him.
而神的救赎是因为他要维持神跟人的这个和好关系。
And God's salvation was driven by the fact that He wants to maintain relationships, good relationships with men.
换句话说，神愿意让人分享他创造的活力。
In other words, God is willing to share the vitality of His creation with the man.
他愿意我们分享他救赎的喜乐。
To share the joy of His salvation.
弟兄姐妹有没有想过，神要我们分享他创造的活力，他救赎的喜乐？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever thought about the fact that God wants to share His vitality of His creation and joy of His salvation with us?
就是人可以分享神的生命。
So that God, man can enjoy God's life.
这就是神给人最大的福气。
And this is God's greatest blessing for man.
再说神也愿意把我们当成是他珍贵的产业。
God is willing to regard us as His treasured possession.
是他的百姓。
And it's being exclusively His people.
是专属于他的。
Exclusively His people.
如果我们有这样的看见，
If we have this understanding in mind,
我们一定能够肯定我们的生命是祝福满满的。
Then we'll know for certain that our lives will be full of blessings.
是因为我们的信仰的这位神。
Because the God whom we believe in,
他是位爱无穷、恩无尽的耶和华神。
Is a God of endless love and mercy.
诗人以这个历史的回顾，
God, the psalmist uses a review of history,
来感谢神过去这个救赎的恩典。
To thank God's saving grace in the past.
然而他有另外一个目的。
However, he also has an objective, another objective.
就是要让这段历史如今可以活现在跟他同时期生活的那些以色列同胞的身上。
Which is to allow this period of history about living and the Israelites of his time.
来激励他们去相信。
To inspire them to believe.
神过去给他们先祖的这个救赎的恩典。
That the redeeming grace which God has shown has given to his ancestors.
如今是仍然存在的。
Continues to exist today.
事实上，这时期的以色列民也的确的经历了神的保守、神的眷顾。
In fact, the Israelites during this period had indeed experienced God's protection.
因为你在第二十三、第二十四节里面
，Because in verses 23 and 24,
你发现现在诗人以亲身的体验如此的来说
，The psalmist actually uses his personal experience to give thanks to God.
不再是他们先祖
，It's not them,
而是神顾念我们在卑微的地步。
But instead, God remembered us in our low estate.
他就把我们脱离敌人
and freed us from our enemies.
因此，世人要称谢神，他不只给他先祖的那些过去的恩典。
Therefore, the psalmist not only praised God for the grace God had shown his ancestors.
他称谢神如今仍然的眷顾着现在的以色列民。
But also for the fact that he continued to bless the Israelites during this period.
这就是世人第三个。称颂耶和华神这个慈爱的理由。
And this is the third reason for the psalmist to give thanks to the Lord for His mercy.
我们不知道这时期的以色列生活跟他们的那个生活的处境。
We did not know the living and social conditions of the Israelites during this period.
换句话说，什么是我们卑微的时候
？That is to say, we are not sure what period does this description of our low estate refer to.
到底是指以色列历史的哪一个阶段
？What period in the history of Israel does this refer to?
那么圣经学者对这种看这时期都有不同的看法。
The biblical scholars have different views on the timing of this period.
有些人认为那是指士师的时期。
Some think it refers to the period of the judges.
因为那时候以色列人转向神，离开神去敬拜偶像。
Because the Israelites at that time had turned to idol worship.
所以神就管教他们。
So God disciplined them.
把他们交在敌人的手中。
And delivered them into the hands of the enemy.
当他们受苦无法忍受的时候
，to the point when they could no longer tolerate，
他们就呼求神的怜悯。
They cried out to God for mercy。
神因为顾念他们是自己的百姓
，and God because He remembered that they are His people，
所以神就兴起这个士师来帮助他们。
He sent the judges to rescue them。
这是一种看法。
This is one way of one point of view。
但是有更多学者认为
，however there are many other scholars，
这段历史应该是指以色列人被抓到外邦去开始。
These scholars believe that this referred to the long, began with the period after the Israelites were exiled to the land of the Gentiles.
然后一直到他们以后回归耶路撒冷的一段非常长的一段时间。
Until they returned to the Jerusalem, which was a long period of hardship.
但是事实上
，But in fact,
我们知道以色列人除了所罗门王那个时代
，We know that the Israelites, with the exception of an era during the era of King Solomon.
他们在那个时代只可以享受一段极为短暂的繁荣的时期。
Where they actually managed to enjoy a relatively short period of prosperity.
就在所罗门王的时代。
During the era of King Solomon.
其他的以色列的历史。
During all other periods of the history of
Israel. 都是处在卑微的地步。
It was always on low estate.
有人说以色列的历史是怎么样的历史
？Some people refer to the history of Israel as.
以色列的历史是用眼泪跟血所写成的。
The history of Israel is written in tears and blood.
我看一点也不过分。
Don't think it was an exaggeration.
总之，诗人和这个时期的以色列百姓
The psalmists and the Israelites during this period,
他们的生活是艰苦的。
Lived a really hard life.
他们还要面对敌人的威胁。
And constantly faced with threats from enemies.
然而，当他们回顾神过去给他们先祖的那些救赎的恩典。
However, after reviewing God's redeeming grace for the ancestors,
活在现今的以色列民。
The Israelites at that time.
他们跟世人同样的可以见证说。
They can also witness like the psalmists did.
神顾念了我们
God remember us.
他就把我们脱离敌人
And rescue us from our enemies.
什么是神的顾念
So what is God's remembrance?
顾念这个词汇就是英文直接翻译成的 remember.
So this term remembrance can directly be translated in English root word remember.
就是纪念想起的意思
Meaning recall or bear in mind.
一般上圣经所讲的纪念很多地方是用来鼓励以色列人去思想神怎么样给他们慈爱的恩典。
And generally, the term remembrance is used in many parts of the Bible to encourage the Israelites to remember the loving grace of God.
是叫神的子民不要忘记神给他们的恩典，他们要去想起神给他们的恩典。
Is to remind the Israelites to remember God's grace for them.
但是在这里却是用在神的本身。
However, in this context, it's used on God Himself.
但这不表示神是很健忘的。
But it does not mean that God is forgetful.
相反的纪念是要表明神是信实的。
On the contrary, remembrance is to demonstrate that God is faithful.
因为他没有忘记他曾经跟以色列人所立的约。
That he has not forgotten the covenant he had established with the Israelites.
我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。
I'll take you as my own people, and I'll be your God.
换句话说，当神跟以色列人建立了这个约的关系之后。
So in other words, after God established the covenant with the Israelites.
他会紧紧地守护着。他神跟子民的这种关系
that he would closely guard this God-people relationship.
他不会容许任何人或者任何事情去破坏这种关系
and he would not allow anything or anyone to destroy this relationship.
而且神也会眷顾他们
and at the same time, God would bless them.
成为他们随时的帮助
and would be their help at all times.
这就是为什么以色列人每当他们在受苦在患难当中
this is why whenever the Israelites suffer tribulation,
他们会呼求神说
They will call upon God and say,
求你纪念，纪念我们是你的百姓。
Pray that you remember that we are your people.
这个神的纪念
And so this God's remembrance
就成为了神要拯救他们的基础
became the foundation of the prayer for God's help and rescue.
有本书的书名
There's a title of this book.
它名叫那位站立弯腰陪伴的神。
The title of the book, direct translation, that standing, stooping, accompanying God.
站立，弯腰，陪伴的神。
Standing, stooping, accompanying God.
我就借用这个标题来作为今早信息的总结。
I'm using this title to sum up today's sermon.
神站立，表明他的威严和他的大能。
God standing demonstrates his awe and his might.
创造界就是因他的命令而出现。
Creating the world with his verbal command.
他站立统管一切的创造界。
He is the creator who controls all things.
他也是一切的依靠。
But also on whom all can rely upon.
这就是神的站立。
And this is God's standing.
神的弯腰表明他的谦卑。
God's stooping shows God's humility.
还记得我上一次的讲道里面吗
？Do you remember my last sermon on Psalm 113?
神站立表明他是至高的。
God's standing is of the highest.
神弯腰表明他是极为谦卑的。
And his bending reflects his modesty.
因为神的宝座是何其的高。
Because God's throne is very high.
但是在创世之后，神不是高高在上，而不食人间烟火。
But after the creation of the world, he was not a God who simply sat on his throne.
神借谦卑的弯腰下来。
But instead, he stoops humbly.
来俯首查看地上所有的大小事情。
So as to check on all things large and small on earth.
这就是为什么神给带给世人这个救赎的恩典。
And this is how God brings upon his people his saving grace.
因为神站立，神也弯腰。
Because God stands in, but he also stoops.
什么是神的陪伴
？So what is an accompanying God?
神的陪伴就是神对人的一种情怀。
God's companion is his feelings.
因为他顾念他的子民。
He cares for his people.
他会紧紧地跟着他们。
He will follow us closely.
他也会同样地跟着我们。
He will accompany us through periods of humility.
因为他的所谓的陪伴。他的情怀
Because his so-called feelings or his care
他会陪伴我们走过卑微的地步
He will accompany us through periods of humility
他会陪伴我们走过痛苦或者欢乐的时光
Periods of suffering and prosperity
他会以那永久的慈爱来跟我们分享他的生命
And through his everlasting grace allow us to share his life
所以弟兄姐妹你要知道
So brothers and sisters, you must know.
这位站立弯腰陪伴的神。
This standing, stooping, and accompanying God.
就是那位爱无穷、恩无尽的耶和华神。
Is also the God of endless mercy and love.
他是那么乐意的跟你建立关系。
Yeah, and he's very willing to establish a relationship.
而且这个关系是不会改变的。
And it's a relationship which never changed.
这是神自己的承诺。
And it's a commitment that he had made himself.
所以弟兄姐妹，你还要不要凭你的感觉？
So brothers and sisters, do you still want to rely on your feelings?
去认为神到底有没有跟你同在
？To be sure whether he is indeed with you.
到底神有没有给你祝福
？Whether or not he has blessed you.
同样的，诗人在这里要求会众。
So similarly, the psalmist here asks the congregation
一起来称颂神
，to come together to praise God.
来向神感恩
，to give thanks to God.
诗人不是要他们去凭感觉
，the psalmist is not asking them to rely on their feelings.
或者凭情绪来决定要不要向神感恩
，or their emotions to decide whether or not to give thanks to the Lord.
而是因为他们认识的这一位爱无穷、恩无尽的耶和华神。
Rather, it's because they know this God of endless love and mercy.
他们很自然的就会向神来感恩。
They will very naturally give thanks to Him.
所以弟兄姐妹
，So brothers and sisters,
如果你以为你要等到你的感觉或者情绪变好之后，你才来教会来敬拜
，So if you think you have to wait until your emotions or mood improve before coming to worship in church,
又或者你要等到神垂听了你的祷告。给你了一些好处，你才来教会来感恩。
Or that God had listened to your prayers, had or had provided you with some blessings before you come to church to give thanks.
如果你这些凭感觉、凭这种怀疑的态度
，If you rely on these emotions and feelings,
只说明你是看重自己。
That this attitude shows that you value yourself.
过于看重神
，and put yourself over God.
因为你还没有真正认识到那位爱无穷、恩无尽的耶和华神。
Because you don't really know this God of endless love and mercy.
那位站立弯腰也陪伴人的神。
This standing, stooping, and accompanying God.
最后你要记得神的真实。
Lastly, you must remember that God's authenticity.
不会因你的感觉或者你怀疑减少或者消失。
Will not decrease or disappear because of your feelings or emotions.
因为神已经告诉了你。
Because the Bible has told you.
他就是那爱无穷、恩无尽的神。
That He is a God of endless love and mercy.
现在轮到你来称颂他。
And now it's your turn to give thanks to him.
这也就是这首诗的结束的最后一句。
And this is how this psalm ended.
你们要称谢天上的神。你们要称谢天上的神。
Give thanks to the God of heaven.
因他的慈爱永远长存。
Because his love endures forever.
愿神祝福大家。
That's a God bless you.
让我们收封信。